This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Alex Cohen. Today at Camp Pendleton here in Southern California, deliberations begin in the sentencing of Marine Corps Sergeant Lawrence Hutchins III. The Marine Squad leader was convicted yesterday of murdering an Iraqi man last year in Hamdaniya. His squad abducted the man during a search for his neighbor, who was suspected of plotting roadside attacks on American forces. We're joined now by NPR's John McChesney, who's covering the story at Camp Pendleton. So, John, what sort of sentence might Sergeant Hutchins face today?
Well, the prosecution in their closing arguments asked that he be given a sentence of 30 years in prison. So that puts some definable boundary on it. Previous to that, it could have been up to life, but prosecution is asking for 30 years.
Can you remind us of the context of this killing? This plot seemed to emerge out of frustrations Hutchins and his fellow soldiers had because suspected Iraqi insurgents kept evading prosecution.
Well, this squad had picked up a man that was a known insurgent several times, and he'd been released, and they were angry about it. So they gathered one morning outside the village of Hamdaniya and cooked up this plot to kidnap a man, put him in a roadside hole, and kill him, and make it look like he was planting a bomb. It was a very premeditated plot to kill an Iraqi to send a message to this village that was hostile.
As you said, premeditated, and that was originally the charge that Sergeant Hutchins was facing. Yesterday, he was convicted of unpremeditated murder. Why the change in charges?
Clearly, the jury panel didn't want to be bound by life in prison without parole, which is automatic if it's premeditated murder. It's just automatic. So the jury clearly didn't want to be bound by that, and you hear the prosecution this morning asking for 30 years. So I think that's the reason they bailed out on the premeditated murder, because they don't have any control over the sentencing.
Who is there at the sentencing today?
Hutchins and his family are here. There was a lot of tearful testimony on his behalf yesterday on the part of family members. Been a lot of tears in the room. Hutchins himself, in his closing statement yesterday, did not utter one, as the prosecution put it this morning, not one iota of remorse about killing this man in this village. He acted as if it was his orders that made him do it. And the prosecution made that a strong point this morning.
NPR's John McChesney from Camp Pendleton. Thank you so much, John.
Thank you.